The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
You may have heard that some of the efforts around the country to change policy changed focus. George Soros, for example, stopped funding big campaigns in large part and started going after district attorneys to make district attorneys far left district attorneys so that they could get rulings in their favor, the left, that is. Byron Henry here, Dallas, Fort Worth attorney, constitutional scholar. Byron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Steve.
All politics is local, they say, and it looks like some of these left-leaning groups have become a network of left groups pushing agendas at the local and county level. What are we seeing?
Well, it's certainly interesting here in Texas. A lot of the elections for local positions are nonpartisan. I'm using air quotes. You can't see them. They're nonpartisan. And what happens is people, you know, pretending to either be moderate or even conservative in some instances, especially fiscally conservative, get elected to these positions, and they start serving as basically the idea or the laboratory for a lot of liberal ideas, whether it's for zoning or we've got some crazy things going on here in cities where the state has to meet every 2 years in the legislature and repeal a bunch of city ordinances at the state level. But yes, it's a trend, at least here in Texas, where a lot of the left are focusing on city council races and school board races and mayoral races when they can't fare as well at the statewide level, and moving the cities to the left and the localities to the left and the counties to the left.
So the takeaway from this, it moves a lot of the smaller municipalities to the left, and the word equity seems to be used a lot, which is one of the giveaways. It's one of the flags of we want environmental equity, we want racial equity, we want whatever it is, or equity, which is a vague term that's kind of elusive in a lot of the way these things are described, but it sounds good. It makes you feel, yeah, we want equity, we want everybody to have a fair shake, and yet in the end, it's not really about that, is it?
No, it's usually a power grab and or a massive try to redistribute wealth and resources from one part of society to another. That's usually what it entails. And the problem with that is that, you know, we believe strongly in equality of opportunity, but not equality of results. So if equity means everybody ends up the same, then that's obviously something that we're not shooting for. If it's that everyone has the same opportunity, that's a whole other story. And I think that gets lost in the jumble somewhere, that there's no way in this pluralistic, free country we live in that people are going to end up the same with the same opportunity. But that's all who said it best? The Constitution guarantees the pursuit of happiness, but you have to catch it yourself.
That's right. And, you know, and socialism is the relentless pursuit of mediocrity. I mean, that's what it is, putting everybody in the middle, you know, trying to raise some up but pull others down. And you end up with this gray in the middle, which reminds me of the Soviet cities you used to see, just gray, cinder block. Yeah, they're there. They're nothing special. There's no color. They're depressing as hell is what they are. And you end up with a situation where it's equity, but it's misery. I mean, that's what it is, right?
And the problem isn't just how it ends up. In other words, if that's the way society ended up through a free system, that would be the way a better society than a great society that has totalitarian control, unfortunately, never works out that way. But what you end up with is totalitarian control by the state, because as they continue to strive to get that equity, they need more and more power and more control. And then, of course, until it becomes absolute control, and then, of course, you've lost all your freedom. So regardless of whether the skies are gray or blue, it doesn't really matter. If you lose the freedom and lose what makes you a human being, which is what makes this country greater and different than all the other countries.
Let me ask you about something else. Byron Henry here with us. Byron, the question is this. The Supreme Court yesterday hearing some important cases when it comes to LGBT questions and concerns, including one out of Michigan where a transgender woman, a man decided he was going to start presenting as a woman at a funeral home where he was one of the people that would meet people in the funeral home, said, listen, these people got enough to think about. They don't want to deal with that. And that's fine, but it's not fine here. And was let go. And some other cases involving people that claim they were fired because they are gay. How important are these cases in the Supreme Court for this session?
Well, I think this case is important, the one you're referring to now, mainly because it's about the role of courts not as much about policy. In other words, you and I have talked many times about how a lot of people, even conservatives, are getting comfortable with the Supreme Court making policy for the country, which was not the way the framers intended it. But the issue here is not whether or not it would be good policy if we protected people from being fired or discriminated against based on sexual orientation, but whether or not Congress did it in a law in 1964 when they used the phrase because of sex. And I think anyone that has any common sense at the time, you know, about what was going on at the time, that law, and the fact that Congress has had to try to add sexual orientation numerous times and failed, is that they did not protect sexual orientation in the original civil rights law in 1964. Whether or not we should, or it would be a good idea at the state, local, or federal level is a whole other discussion. But we're really looking to the Supreme Court to see if the conservatives stand by what they said at their confirmation hearings, and that is that they believe that if policy needs to change in this country, Congress should be the one to change it through legislation.
So then all eyes on John Roberts, the Chief Justice, would you say?
Well, I would say normally, but remember, John Roberts had a pretty scathing dissent in a couple of the marriage protection law at the federal level, the Defense of Marriage Act, as well as the same-sex marriage case. So if you think about it, it might be Neil Gorsuch, based on oral argument, he seems to be kind of go his own way type of guy. He's very conservative. He did make a comment, this seems like a matter for Congress, but he kind of left you wondering from oral argument what he's going to do. So I'm not saying he's a swing vote in most cases, but because of oral argument, there are a lot of eyes on him based on his questioning. But I think this is going to be a close case, and it's going to really test whether the Supreme Court will do what it said they would do when they were confirmed, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, or whether or not they're going to say, you know what, that'd be great policy. Let's just say that Congress did it back in 1964 and not cause a big hubbub.
Right. Fair enough. Byron Henry here. I guess we'll wait till about June to find out, Byron, but we'll know then. Big blow up then, I'm sure, because people will be, big winners and losers on both sides of that one. Thank you for being here, as always.
My pleasure.
Byron Henry, constitutional scholar, regular contributor here to the program. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Still to come, Dan Kish. We're going to talk about global climate warming disruption stuff. Don't go anywhere.